of where he applies mitzvah of avera, that machmas avera ba mitzvah, how does that shtim with Tosis, who leaves off b'tzarech iyun? Again, the pshat yesterday, thank you. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam shehakol mevorah.
Ooh. It's zero.
The pshat yesterday was not to answer Tosis kasha. We were not trying to answer Tosis kasha. We were trying to understand how Tosis could even have a kasha. You see, Tosis created a yisoy. Tosis said that mitzvah ba'avera is only machmas avera boha mitzvah. But ask Tosis in the end, after he built that yisoy, why do you need a drasha to tell you that matzah shel tevel, you're not yoytze? Everybody said, pay attention. Every nekuda here is another step in the process. So we asked on Tosis kasha, Haloi, you answered your kasha 2 seconds ago. By matzah shel tevel, frektachem neshlomo on Tosis, the avera is not goyim the mitzvah sheyavo. So that's why it's not shayach mitzvah b'avera. And that's the answer to Tosis kasha. But Tosis himself didn't answer like that. Tosis leaves the kasha shver, which means according to Tosis, it fits within the rubric of what? Of a mitzvah b'avera. So on that yesterday, we explained with the yisoid of the Chassam Sofer that to understand and to read this Tosis in a logical way, you need to incorporate 2 different types of mitzvah b'avera. A mitzvah b'avera that's a historical avera that creates the mitzvah, that it's machmas avera ba mitzvah, and a simultaneous mitzvah b'avera, which is matzah shel tevel, that is what? That is what Tosis is talking about, that you don't need machmas avera ba mitzvah. They're working by different rules and regulations, and therefore, they're 2 different nekudos, and therefore they're not bothered by the same rules. That was the pshat in Tosfos yesterday. Those of you that don't understand what I'm saying, listen to yesterday's shiur again, and you'll understand, because otherwise you can't read Tosfos like a mensch. Aber the Olam was bothered, and I clarified yesterday, we're not trying to answer Tosfos kasha. But I want to now discuss what is a possible answer to Tosis kasha. How do we understand what Tosis is quoting? And in light of it being in Yonah D'Yoyma, and I think the Rabbeinu Shalom had us do this at this Zman, because the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted us to be Ma'ayin into the Sugya of Matzah Shel Tevel, which Tosis leaves off Shver. It's very rare that you have Tosis leave off in the Tzarechin. It's more the Mahalach of Reb Kiva Eger. But when you have a Tosis that's a Mahalach of Reb Kiva Eger, it's what to be Mahayin. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. It's real Hana. Dynamic duo over here. Not Stam. Baruch Hashem, Yishkoich. It's good to have you guys back. So where is Tosis coming from? No one brought a Gemara Psachim? Psachim? No, I'll say it outside.
Where am I
got it.
Shkayach Joseph.
Get
Isaacs. So Gemara Psachim, Mishnah says not to eat matzah of Tevel. So Gemara says, what's the problem with matzah shel tevel? So the Gemara says, there's a problem with matzah shel tevel. Because there's a drasha that says, I think I learned this with you guys last year. We had the whole sugya, my Shabbos Hagolah drasha last year in the shul, that in order to be yotzei matzah, it's ironic, you need to be in dangerous territory. You have to be on the gvul. You have to live on the edge when it comes to matzah. What do I mean by living on the edge? It has to be something that's chometzdik. And if it's not roi l'chometz, so you're not yetzir matzah. I mean, you guys would think, let's play it safe. Let's stay away from any averus as much as possible. Torah says, no. Torah says, we live on the edge. Torah says, I want you to be in the matzah, in the chametz territory, and to be shomer for matzah. Who teaches that? Reish Lakish Rabbi Yisai. There's a lot to expound. We could talk about it another time. Why Reish Lakish was the one who taught us. That was the shmooze from last year, if anyone remembers. So the Gemara says, matzah shel tevel is a problem. Why is matzah shel tevel a problem? Says the Gemara, Tevel lo nitnim imena chumas meiser, meiser rishon, meiser sheini, vafil meiser ani minayin, Talmud loimer. There could be different, a lot of different tevels. What's tevel? Everybody said tevel is something that didn't have chumas meiser. Take it off. There can be many different situations. What? It could be truma wasn't taken off. It could be Meiser Rishon wasn't taken off. It could be Meiser Ani wasn't taken off. It could be Trumas Meiser wasn't taken off. All these dinim that we spoke about on Sunday, about all the different halachas of what you have to give to who, and when you have to give. Good. Tam loimer loy seichel alav chametz, mishi isura mishum bal toichel alav chametz. Matzah has to be something that's aser mishum bal toichel alav chametz, that you shouldn't make. That's right. You need the shmira in the matzah. It has to be shmira, not chametz stick. Excluding this, which is not chametz, but rather it already has an isser that it's usser for what reason? Because it's tevel. What do you mean? It's chametz. It's also it's tevel, but it's also chametz. So where did it go? And for the Gemara, Am Rav Sheishes, Hamani Rav Shimini. This is Rav Shimon Shita. The Amar. Ein iser chal al iser. This is Rabbi Shimon, who holds a big yisoid, a shas sugya, comes up a bunch of times in shas. Rabbi Shimon holds iser is never chal al iser. What does that mean? It means you had an iser. What iser did I have? This was tevel for already a few weeks before Pesach, right? Then came along another iser of chametz to be chal on this item. Because Rabbi Shimon, the iser chametz is never chal. Because ain't iser chal al iser. Disanya Reb Shimon Omer. The Brisa says, Reb Shimon says, Ha'oichol nevela b'yom ha'kipurim, potter. If a person eats nevela on yom ha'kipurim, it's potter. Why? Zok Rashi, potter michatas. The ain't iser yom ha'kipurim chal al iser nevela. Vim boi b'yom nisnabla afilu ochi ha'isa asur rekoitim yom ha'kipurim, mishim evar menachai. Zok Reb Shimon, the Issa Yom Kippur was never chal on the Issa Nevela. And what do we hold, Rabbi Yisai? What do Rabbanan hold? In some cases, they taka subscribe to Ein Issa Chal Issa. As long as the second Issa, Naftali, is what? Is what? Is? I can't hear you. No, what you said in Seder, the Rabbanan that disagree with Rabbi Shimon, that hold Isser is Chal Isser. When do they hold the Isser is Chal Isser? What?
As long as it's a different prohibition.
As long as, not a different prohibition, but either what's called, this is a Machlekes, everybody said, but this is important, get this down, an Isser Moisif or an Isser Koilil. Okay? Isser Moisif means it adds something that the first thing wasn't Usser, meaning what? Let's say the first Isser was only Usser Ba'achila, and now it's Usser what? Behana. So then Isser Chal Isser, because there's room for it to be Chal. Because there was nothing stuffing up the you know, like a stuffed up pipe. There was nothing stuffed up. Isser Hana never existed. Right? Or let's say the second Isser includes other foods that the first Isser doesn't have. So then it's very logical. It found room to be Chal on. Because it adds new dimensions. So that's a running machloikis amongst the Tanoim of whether or not is Isser Chal al Isser in a situation where it's Isser Moisif or Isser Koil. So Rabbanan think, when it comes to Chametz, Rabbi Yisai, what's the obvious addition when it comes to Chametz, Rabbi Yisai? In theory, if we would have Halacha Shir and I would talk to you about the laws of Pesach, what would I talk to you about? That Chametz is not only Aser Ba'achila, but Chametz is Aser Ba'ano. So Imkain, Rabbi Yisai. What? So what? Shabicha. Ravina Omar. Ravina continues to say, "Afilu teimer rabbanon." Another reason why it's rabbanon. It's not according to Rishon. It's not only according to Rishon. Misha isur mishum batal tochametz bilvad yatzazeh shein isur mishum batal tochametz bilvad elaf mishum batal chotevo. So Ravina says, no, it's not going according to rabbanon either. Yeah, Jojo.
So we're saying here that you, that according to Rabbi Shimon, that the, you wouldn't be chayev chametz if you use tevel.
Right.
So you can eat tevel and you're not. You're only, your right. Tevel is the only.
And not only that, but you can't use matzah of tevel because since it doesn't lend itself to chametz, so then you can't be yotze matzah with it. So that's two ends of the. It's two different ends of the quarter, right? To use it on the positive scale for matzah and to violate chametz, like you asked. Says the Rabbanan, says Ravina, no, maybe this could work even according to Rabbanan. Aye, why? Rabbanan hold in such a situation Isser Chal Isser, because it's an Isser Maisif, right? Or it's an Isser Kail also. Zok the Gemara, no, because there's a Drasha. Misha Asa Mishim Baltoch Chametz Bilvad, Yatazu Shein Asa Mishim Baltoch Chametz Bilvad, Ela Mishum Tevel. It's also Asa because of Tevel. Says the Gemara, Ravina, you're wrong. Says the Gemara, can't be. Me de bilvad ksiv? Did the Torah ever say bilvad? The Torah never said bilvad. So who says that you need it to be something that only carries the Yisr Chometz? The Torah never said that. El machvarta kidrav sheshis. You're right. Rather, the real answer is because of Rav Sheshis, Rabbi Yisai. So im kein, Rabbi Yisai. The Poshib shot in the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. Poshib shot in the Gemara. Is that what? This Gemara of not using matzah shel tevel is aliba de who? Aliba de Rabbi Shimon. So if I would ask you, can we use matzah shel tevel on Pesach, Rabbi Yisai? Can we use matzah shel tevel on Pesach if we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon? So what would you tell me?
If we don't
paskin like Rabbi Shimon, we paskin like Rabbanan. So it would sound like such a thing potentially would be matzadik. We have to answer some questions. And comes along the Ritva in Psachim. And the Ritva in Psachim says, Kos of Rit, Kos of Aritzal, Umiatum Mesnis and Diktoni Shein Yoitzim Betevel Kreb Shimin. The cave and shekain, le rabbonon de savre de iser chalal iser yoytze betevel, v'kaimolon kavasayu. Since we paskin like rabbonon, and this iser lends itself to chometz, so therefore, if you have matzah shel tevel, are you yoytze, Rabbi Yisai? You are yoytze. Zok the Ritva. Zok the Ritva. Now comes along the Ritva and asks, what happened to Sukkah Daf Tes? What happened to Sukkah Daf Lamid? V'afal gav di damya l'mitzvah ababa vere. Kos v'ubit toisvis, who's this? This is the Toisvis Rabbeinu Peretz. And this is what the Ritva says. And Daf Tesem et Aleph also, Rabbi say it's all one sugya. Toisvis frekta kasha and daf tesem et aleph, which is the reason we started this whole sugya. Why do you need a pasuk to be mamayit sukkah gzula? Typically, what Rabbi say toisvis daf tesem et aleph? Typically, mitzvah bavavera, you don't need a pasuk. We don't need extra psukim. Zok toisvis mitzvah bavavera is only drabbanon. Ay, 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 a stir in toisvis. Ay, 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 ay. Maybe not a steer in Toys says, I in yesterday shear the Shagasariyei. Oh, Brother Ritva says, I disagree with Toysvis. And he quotes another Balea Toys, and I'm telling you now, it's the Toys Rabbeinu Peretz. That he says, a Myridiki Yisod. What does he say? He says, Mitzvah Baba Avera is only by Dvarim Shel Ritzui. What does that mean? What's the mocker for Mitzvah Baba Avera, Rabbi Yisai? At least according to the Gemara in Sukkah, what's the mocker for Mitzvah B'Avira? Karbonus. Karbonus. What's a carbon? A carbon is something That's meratzah. That atones. That is meratzah, that does ritzui. Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch. Zok the ritva, a sukkah is a mitzvah. But it's not an inyan of ritzui. It's not similar to a karbon. That it has that appeasement and atonement towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dvarim shel ritzui have a higher level of criteria that it has to match in order to be totally not averidik, and such entities cannot be mitzvah avir.
So they have a higher criteria.
Ah, you'll ask me, Rabbi, that's sheker v'chozov, because the Gemara in Sukkah applies mitzvah ba'avira to a what? To a lulav. Zok de'heliga ritva. Yeah. Now the medrash that you guys all quote during Sukkis about taking the lulav after Yom Kippur, because the lulav is also a davar shel ritzui, now it comes to life, al pi aloha. The lulav is an inyan shel ritzui. And that's why it's shayach mitzvah b'avira. But what's not shayach mitzvah b'avira? Sukkah. And that's why I need a posuk. A new teretz. A gvaldiga teretz. Zok the ritva, it's not only a teretz for sukkah da tesem and aleph, but it's also a teretz for what? For matzah shel tevel. Matzah is also not dvarim shel ritzui. Memela, there is no p'kam of mitzvah b'avira. Azoy zok the ritva in psochim, because he learned sukkah, now he learns psochim. All one sugya, Rabbi say, it's not just a saying, it's mamish zah. The avakav the dami lemitzvah avavira kosev b'toyz the loyos mitzvah avavira ella bikorban shabal eratzus v'chein lulav avol b'fshar mitzvahs loy. Teida, I'll bring you a proof, Dr. Ritva. What's the teida? Do itzrich krol mutei sukkah gzula v'chein tzitzis. U'miyata machz gzula v'chein shal tevel yoytzin bo b'dievet. You shouldn't make a bracha on that. Oh, but it's only lechadchila zok the ritva. Ramzal kotzav the matzah. Oh, shoy. Then the ritva gives another teretz similar to Tosfos kotzav a ritva anan haparishon olah b'kama duchtin. Even if you don't want to explain the Rebbeinu Peretz, uberin a berayis bruce the law mina mitzvah b'avera elik sham mitzvah misayes b'kinyana. Very similar to Tosfos on Daf Lamed, that the Avera is Goreim. Shari Damim Huchayev Lo, Vacholecha de Gozel Kemach, Vaaso Matzah, Deika Yesh, Vashina Maisa, Vacholeyama Yotzimbo. So the Ritva is a few different answers how to get out of Mitzvah Avera. But it's the bottom line, Rabbi, so what do we want to glean from this Ritva? That since we paskin like the Rabbanon, so Mamela what? Your Yotzim. So, Im Kane, and you look at the Ramban says a little differently. The Ramban there in Psochem, I didn't put it on the Marmer Kemis, but I'll just say it outside. The Ramban there in Psochem says, starts off, on Lamed Hei Mabez, like the Ramban, Nearly the yoytzim betevel ma'aserishin shalom shemasur ma'aserishin evaktish shalom niftu shemasisin okel krav sheisus krav shimon v'kaimelin iser koilu u'maysif chal iser v'chametz pesach koilu u'maysif nami u'daser ba'ano el koch yoytziman same cheshbon l'didon we pass like the rabbanon iser koilu iser maysif so there is chametz in the iser there isn't a second iser that's chal then frek the Ramban akashe ay what do you do with mitzvah b'avira. So the Ramban says, maybe by Tevel, it's not Shaykh Mitzvah Bavir for another reason. Why? Because since it's Efshar Lahafrish, it's so easy for you to be Mitakein, so then it's not going to be Mitzvah Bavir. Clearly, Tosis didn't hold like that, because Tosis left off understanding that Mitzvah Bavir does apply to Tevel. So everybody say, why would Tosis not hold like that? Because I think it might be worse. If it's so easy to fix the Avira, and Afal Pichin, you don't? So Tosis says, Adarabba. That stinks. That's horrible. That's not right for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's more of a mitzvah of Avera. Then the Ramban actually talks about maybe mitzvah of Avera is only a psul d'rabbanon, like the yesterday's shir we discussed. Aber bottom line from these Rishonim is that what the Cheshbin and the Kasha of Tosfos comes out. That what? They should be yoytze mitzvah of Avera. They should be yoytze with matzah shel tevel. Zok the Shagas Aryeh. And the Shagazari doesn't ask this kasha himself. It's his kasha, but it's already found in one of the Rishonim in Psachim, Rabbi Yisai. I didn't put it on the Maram Kindness because I want you guys to be able to cover as much ground as possible. But if you learn Maseches Psachim, there's a Rishon that's very important for Maseches Psachim. In addition to the classic Rishonim, the Ritva, there's a Chidushe Rabbeinu David on Psachim. And the Chidushe Rabbeinu David on Psachim asked the same kasha. And it's a fundamental kasha. Every mitzvah of Avera, Rabbi Yisai, one should ask the following question. This is a kasha that bothered me for many years. Many, many years. Until I found that the Zachronim and the Rishonim really asked this on our daf. So again, we say, according to Rabbanan, there's room to work with, that this mitzvah should work. I frek the Rishonim, it's a mitzvah of Avera. So the Rishonim had different teruts. Maybe mitzvah of Avera doesn't apply, maybe it's only the Rabbanan, fine. You got to work on that kasha. So up to Shagas Aryeh, what's the problem with mitzvah of Avera? What happened to the principle of Esei Deichalois Aseh? Yeah, you have a mitzvah and Avera over here. But by Matzah Shel Tevel, what? Say that the mitzvah of Matzah should be Deichal, the Yisr of Tevel. Shmak Akasha, no? Doesn't the klal of Esei Deichalois Aseh contradict the klal of mitzvah of Avera? It's a bomb kash the Shagas Aryeh asks in Sarivov. And that's what the Rabbeinu David asks. So the Rabbeinu David has a yisoid. The Rabbeinu David says, no, it's not a kasha. Esei Dechalois Aseh is a situation like the Gemara has by Yibum, that, or by Kilayim Betzitzis, that the Rabbeinu Shalom made into his working of the Torah that sometimes an essay has to override a lois essay. Aber if you yourself create a situation that what? You decided to make the ingredients of your matzah into tevel? So then it's like Tosfos and Eruvin writes, that's essay dechalois essay al yidei pshia. You can't have essay dechalois essay because you're a pshia, you're negligent, and you created a situation of essay dechalois essay? So fundamentally, the kasha might not exist if you hold that Esei Deichalois Aseh is limited in its scope, that it has to be a scenario that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Tchiyah, that the mitzvah should be Deichalois Aseh. But if I create my own environment and my own ingredients, that now it's going to lend itself to the mitzvah of matzah should be Deichal Tevel, then Esei Deichalois Aseh is not going to apply. But the Shagas Aryeh doesn't say like that. Yeah, Mal.
Wouldn't that be a kasha on every Sheva Al-Taseh?
What do you mean? Every shave al tasa.
Yeah, like don't pull the shofar because you might come to violate. Wouldn't that be a question on everything pretty much?
Oh, any time the Chachamim told you don't do it,
yeah.
Why do you care? No, not true. Because let's take the following case. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah. Okay? I'm going to bring the shofar to the Chacham. He's going to teach me about the shofar. And then I'm going to bring it back to my shul and I'm going to be yotze. That's not simultaneous. Esei Deichalois Aseh, the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Beis and Beis tells us, right, B'shem Rav Ashi, that Esei Deichalois Aseh has to be Dumya Demila Bebaharis. Has to be Be'idna. What is Be'idna? Has to be simultaneous. The time that I'm Mekayim the Mitzvah, at the time that I'm over the Avera, I'm being Mekayim the Mitzvah. By that, it's that, no, it's a Hechsher. You know, I'm trying to learn it, but I'm not going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah there. So it's not, but it's an interesting kasha that you asked. Rabbi Yisai, Zokt Shagas Aryeh, simple teretz. Now, Esei Deichalois Aseh won't apply over here. You want to know why Esei Deichalois Aseh won't apply over here? Push it. Zokt Shagas Aryeh. You all learned Yevamos. Gemara in Yevamos, and Dav Gimel Mebeis, throughout Dav Vav, Sugis of Esei Deichalois Aseh. Esei could be Deichalois Aseh, but it can't be Deichal what? Aloysa Aseh, that's true also. But what can it be doicha? Aloysa Aseh Shiesh Bo? Karis. If it's such a chomer dik Aloysa Aseh, then it can't be doicha. Okay? That's why the Gemara gets into what? How is it possible that the essay of Yibum could be doicha what? The Isser of what? Eishes Achiv. What's the mitzvah of Yibum, Rabbi Yisai? You ever think about this, the mitzvah of Yibum? Yeah? What's the Torah telling you to do? To sleep with your brother's wife. Right? That's an Isser Karis. So the Gemara wants to know, shouldn't you learn from here that Esse should be doichel lo yisus shish bokaris from the fact that the mitzvah of Yibum is overriding the Isser of Eishes Achiv? Fascinating. I don't want you to answer the Gemara. The Gemara worries about the Kasha. It's not like a question open to the floor. It's learn your vamos. Okay? Oh, Zok the Gemara. Esse is not doichel lo yisus shish bokaris. Zok the Shagasariye in our sugyan simin tzadivov. Ooh. So Tevel also is very similar to Karis. Why is Tevel similar to Karis? If you eat Tevel of Truma, Rabbi Yisai, if you eat Tevel of something that wasn't taken Truma off, what? What's the penalty, Rabbi Yisai? No, similar, Misa B'dei Shamayim. So says the Shagas Aryeh, perhaps the answer of why you don't say Esei Dechol Esei over here is because of what? Is because it's Misa B'dei Shamayim of Tevel that wasn't Truma wasn't taken off. You with me, Donnie? But then says the Shagazari, not so fast. Because there's some type of tevel that's not a lav sheesh bo misa b'dei shamayim. There's tevel of meiser oni. There's tevel of meiser sheni. That's not as severe as tevel of truma. That doesn't carry with it the misa of what? Misa b'dei shamayim. So then says the Shagazari, and such a tevel, what will be the halacha? We should really say, Esei doichalois asei. And ask the Shagas Aryeh, and don't tell me that I can't because it's a mitzvah of avera. Because what? Adarabba. If the Torah says esei doichalois asei, then it doesn't apply but mitzvah of avera. Because that's what I'm supposed to do. Because the mitzvah overrides the iser. So says the Shagas Aryeh, don't ask me mitzvah of avera. Because adarabba, I'll say the reverse. Esei doichalois asei. And azoy zok the Shagas Aryeh. If you have a matzah shel tevel, it's a psak. If you have a matzah shel tevel, not the real mekoy of tevel of truma. Okay, that you have a good answer from Yevamis. But you have a lower level tevel, and it's just a lav, tevel of meiser oni, and it's just a lav, and that's all the ingredients you have. Zok the Shagas Aryeh. No, don't ask me mitzvah b'avera. And I don't need to get out of it because of Kvinaches, of Rabbeinu Peretz's, of Ritzui, or Mitzvah of Aver is only Derabbanan. No! Adarabba! Esei doichalois asei. Esei doichalois asei. The Mitzvah of Matzah is not going to override the love. Ober zok de shagas aryeh in simin tzarivov. I found a Rambam. V'arambam kosev perek vav milchus chametzu matzah alocha zayin. Ain adam yoytze yidei chovasa achilas matzah b'matzah shi asura lo kigon she achol tevel u'maisa rishon sheno lot neshumaso o she gazla ze aklal. What's the rule, Rabbi Yisai? Kol she mevarchin alav birkas amazon yoytze b'yidei chovasa b'chol she ain mevarchin alav birkas amazon ain yoytze b'yidei chovasa. Ad kan. So perak alf milchus brachos kasev. Rambam holds Shitas HaRambam Ki Yadua Mickey Sanhedrin Shir Ezra Rambam Shita, right? You can't make any brachas on any Macholos Asuras. I think I quoted this a few weeks ago, Rabbi Yisrael, right? The guy with the sandwich, right? On Thursday, right? Guy with the sandwich, the bread and the treif, yeah. So the Rambam Shita is that you don't make any brachas. Harisha, what's the Taz Shita? Feed the Ravid. Chiluk between bracha rishon and bracha achron. Excellent. You weren't here for Sanhedrin, were you? Oh, I mentioned on Thursday. Okay, good. Arisha achol tevel shel devrayim osha achol meiser rishon shelonot shumas osha achol meiser sheni ve'ekter shelonifto kilchazon. Ema bracha. The Rambam holds all isurim you don't make brachas on. And it sounds like what? Any isur, even if it's just a lav, not meisis beis shemayim. According to the Rambam, what? Any isur. Since you don't make brachas on it, you can't be yoytze matzah. Ask the Shagas Aryeh, why? What happened to my rule? What happened to esei doichalois asei? V'kashali! The mashma b'dvar of the b'choli surin d'shayichig loymer gabe matzah ena yidom b'chavosavo matzah. K'mo she'im avarch lehem. Whatever you don't make a bracha on, you can't be yoytze the mitzvah matzah on. Umashma vaday gabi birkas amazon, the lo dafka, the lav dafka, hani de kashiva ludein mevarchnalim. Elohu adin shari surin nami. Afilu ena el belav ma'alma. Kenevelu sutrevis de kashiva lu. Why? We don't pask like Rabbi Shimon. That Gemara is going according to Rabbi Shimon. We pask like Rabbanon. He paskins like Rabbanon, the Rambam, himself. So he's, why is he paskining like Rabbi Shimon in Matzah Shel Tevel? In Cain, he has to learn a little more of the Matzah Lechomets. I want to tell this guy he can use the matzah of an Isser that's just carrying a lav. If it's not a lav, sheesh will be some bidei shamayim, not the heavy tevel of truma. Everyone with me? If it just has a lav, nevela. Because what? There's no mitzvah b'avir, frak the shagasai, because if there's no mitzvah b'avir, why? Because I say the chalois I say. V'im b'zeh mishum mitzvah b'avir. El adirabe. Afilu mitzvah yeshkan. Kev de'esam de'matzah ru'i lit chois oizton. If it's nitan lidochas, it's not a lav sheyesh bo karis. It's not a lav sheyesh bo misa b'dei shemayim. It's a stam lav. What? Avad is not a mitzvah b'avir. Take all the rishonim's kasha and throw it in the garbage, says the shagasai. What mitzvah b'avera? Esei doichaloi sasei. It's a bomb kasha. What's with the Rambam? We don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Tosis old kasha, frek the shakazai, was what? Shaloi alib de ilchasa. When Tosis in Sukkah said what? Why do we need this the pasuk in the Gemara in Lamed Heima Bezim Psochim to tell us that you can't be yoytzei matzah shel tevel? Typically, mitzvah b'avera, frek Tosis leaves up its arachiyin. Right? So says the Shagasari, yeah, that was a nice kasha, alibid Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon's world. But alibid Don, right? What? What's halacha? The Rav tells you? Adarabba, use it. L'chadchila. Why, Zok the Shagasari? If it only has a lav, esay doichaloi sasay. No mitzvah b'avera. Rabbi says the Shagasari is ripping up all these Rishon. What mitzvah b'avera? What happened to esay doichaloi sasay? Say if you hold like the Rabbeinu David, that I told you that says Esei Decholoi Saseh doesn't happen when you set up the Esei Decholoi Saseh. Okay, maybe that's one teretz. But clearly the Shagasari was not working with that. Because otherwise you wouldn't have a kasha on the Rambam. When did I think of that kasha the first time? I was walking in Ramat Eshkol. And I was walking, I think I was in Rabbi Shashir then. I don't remember why I picked it, but I just said, well, I don't understand. Every mitzvah of Avir is an essay. I don't understand. Every mitzvah of Avir is it. The whole thing, what's going on here? Say that the mitzvah should be doicha the lav. Say if you hold like the Rabbeinu David, it's kishmak teretz. But you have to hold like the Rabbeinu David. Clearly the Shagasari is not holding like that. So then what? We come back to square one. So adarabba. So then you shouldn't paskin like this gemara psachim. You should say matzah of isurim. Even if you're not going to make a bracha, it should be adarabba l'chadchila. And Rabbi Yisai, this sugyam psachim that Tosis quotes, according to the Rambam, just came alive la'alocha. La'alocha. For some reason, we're ignoring the Gemara, and we're saying that what? Mitzvah b'avera would override Esei Decholoi Saseh. Why is that? Why is that? How do we understand this? Everyone with me? Tomorrow, Rabbi Yisai, I would like to share with you one of my favorite Or Sameachs. Every Or Sameach is Leilu Leilu. Tzvi Hirsch, when he was getting Rebbe cards, he asked me who his first Rebbe card should be from his Rebbe. I told him Rav Meir Simcha Midvinsk. Baal Meshech Chochma, the Baal Or Sameach. More do you know what I'm saying? Zokti Or Sameach, the following.
find this Bar Samech. Where is it? Perek Vav? Lachazan. So starts the Bar Samech, Hine ha'ari ha'chai. B'simin tzadi vav, hirich b'zeh. That living lion that roars and doesn't even stop when it comes to Rishonim. I'll take on a Rambam. I'll take on Sugyas. Suck the Shagasari. Don't mess with me. I will roar. The lions roar. Hine ari achai Shagasari b'simin tzadivov herich b'zeh. Dilididon osi aseh v'dochi lois aseh. You should say that you should be yoytze because of osi aseh v'dochi lois aseh. V'heled loik rabbeinu. And he basically took a Rambam and guess where he chucked it? Out the window. V'heled loik rabbeinu. Comes along the Sameach and says, L'anias daiti nirid rabbeinu ruach elokim kadishin. The Rambam has ruach hakodesh. So what's pshat? Explain. La'avchin hageder hamisi b'hach de'esei doichaloisaseh. Sakti or Sameach, you need to hear a Yisoid that the Rambam is teaching you from this halacha, from Matzah Shel Tevel, in the Yisoid of Esei Doichalois Aseh. I didn't see this Yisoid anywhere else other than the Or Sameach. But listen to this Or Sameach. Teheder adover moira al afsus to loy matzino bebavli did yidcha esei da'achila lois aseh. Lechol dovera oser vatame. It's interesting. You go through Shas, you never find one of the examples of Esei Doichalai Sase is that for your mitzvah of Achila, what? You should be Doiche something that is oser and tame to eat. Why not? Why not? Like the Shagasari is asking, what's the reason? Lachen atzir amiti hu dezel lo yitochin. It's impossible. The avorkiyum esei shiyukuyim haynu achilas matza shechivu Hashem Yisbarach lechol dover ha'aser ba'achila v'achilasu nimnetz mechefetz Hashem. Whenever you have an esei d'echolois esei, says the Or Sameach, listen carefully, everybody say. The mitzvah's esei of you to do something is a what? Is a mitzvah on the gavra. Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded a person to do something. For you now to what? Be doiche, a loisase, that loisase better be comparable and on par with that mitzvah that you have. So if it's a mitzvah on the gavra, then the tchias iser must be a loisase on the what? On the gavra. Masha'enkin says the Or Sameach. If there's a mitzvah's essay on the gavra to eat matzah on Pesach, and there's a loisase on the cheftza, that's metuav, that's something that's disgusting, that's something that's treif, that's something that's tomei. Loi matzinu, esei doicha loisase, on a mitzvah's esei of a gavra, to be a doicha loisase of a cheftza. Azoiz mechadish the Or Sameach. And he goes through all the cases of esei doicha loisase, how they're all linked and they're all parallel. And even the ones that you think are not parable, the Or Sameach proves to you that they are. It's either a loisase in the, it's either a mitzvah's essay in the cheftza, can I get a loisase in the cheftza? Or a mitzvah's essay in the gavra, can I get a loisase in the gavra? But you'll never have what? A mitzvah's essay in the gavra, to eat matzah, to now override something that's treif in the cheftza of tevel. As oizok the Or Sameach. And that's the Ruach HaKodesh that the Rambam was nisnabe. And that's how the Rambam knew that what? Our Gemara, Psochem, Lamed, Ayam, and Beis, is not only Aliba de Reb Shimon. Even according to us, that what? That we paskin, Isser Chal Isser by Isser Moisif. What? There's another problem in this Gemara. What's the problem? You can't say Esei Doichalois Haseh over here. In Cain, what do you have? A Mitzvah of Avir without Esei Doichalois Haseh. So the Shagasari is wrong. And don't apply Esei Doichalois Haseh to get rid of Mitzvah of Avir. Everyone with me? Because Esei Doichalois Haseh doesn't work over here. There's a mitzvah on the gavra to violate and to override a lois haseh in the cheftza, even if it's simultaneous in such a matzav, they don't link, they don't override. Ah!
It's not true. It's not true. Why is it not true? Because of a Gemara in Kiddushin, which I don't have, but we'll say outside. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, the Gemara in Kiddushin says that Klal Yisrael, when they were entering into Eretz Yisrael, were not able to eat from the Chodosh until they were Makriv the Omer. Comes along the Yerushalmi, quoted by Tosfos on Lamed Chesem and Aleph Rabbi Yisai. There is so much Torah on this Tosfos, I can't even tell you. A little Tosfos that's like 6 lines long. It's not even lines. They're like 3 words on a line. There's like probably 18 words in the whole Tosfos. And there's so much Torah in this Tosfos. Frek the Yerushalmi, when it comes to the mitzvah of matzah, why didn't they what? Use the chadash. Why? Come, let the mitzvah's essay of matzah override the isser of chadash. Everyone here? Essay deichalois essay. Azoi frek the Yerushalmi. What's the Yerushalmi's answer? Essay de koidim hadibur is not doicha alois essay de achar hadibur. What does that mean? A mitzvah's essay that was commanded before Maimed Har Sinai, namely, which mitzvah was commanded before Maimed Har Sinai? The mitzvah of matzah in Parshas Bo, in Yetzias Mitzrayim, does not have the ability to override a lois essay that was said after Maimed Har Sinai.
Wasn't everything given in Har Sinai?
What?
Wasn't everything given in Har Sinai?
Yes, but if it appears in the Torah that way, so then that's a chisaron in the mitzvah. I, Frekta Shagasari, there's a Gemara in Yavamas and Daf Hey that seems to contradict this Yerushalmi. Good. It's a good kasha. Very good. We're not talking about that right now. But that's the first answer to the Yerushalmi. Says the Tosfos another answer. The reason why they couldn't apply Esei Deichalois HaSein and override the Yisr Chodesh even before they brought the Hakrovas HaOmer to be Matir Chodesh. Everyone knows what Chodesh is, right? Chodesh is the new crop. Right, the 16th day of Nisan, right, the second day of Pesach, they bring the Korban HaOmer, and that is Matir, the new crop. That's when you can have the new crop. But if you up until then, you're not allowed to have the new crop. People who keep Chodesh, that's what they need the Akravas HaOmer or Bezman HaZeh. They need the Netzach Hama of the 16th day to be Matir. It's a Gemara actually later in Sukkah, Yom Henef Kulo Asur, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Good. Says Tosfos another answer. Why don't you say Esei Deichalois HaSeh? Fascinating Tosfos. You know what Tosfos says? Gezeira Kzayis Rishon Atu Kzayis Sheni. Chazal made a Gezeira. We were concerned that you're going to eat more than what? One Kzayis. And if you eat more than one Kzayis, then what? You're violating what is Isra, Rabbi Yisai? Chodesh. Because now you don't have an Esei Deichalois HaSeh. I, Rabbi Yisai, I'm just going to tell you, parentheses, those of you that don't want to listen, don't listen, but for the Torah on this Leila Seder, because those of you who want the Torah on the Leila Seder, I, Zok the Maharal, Zok the Netziv, the Rambam holds, Ochol Kezayis Matzah Yotzah, the Leila Seder. What does that mean, Yotzah, if you eat a Kezayis? Yotzah is a Lashon B'dievet. Means what? Zok the Maharal, Zok the Netziv. They're both Medayik from the Rambam. Ochol Kezayis Matzah, the Leila Seder, Yotzah, means mitzvah min amuvcher, the lechatchila is to what? Is to have more than a kazayis. Is to eat matzah the whole night. It's all part of a larger kima mitzvah. You want to be yoytze b'dievet, have a kazayis. But if you want to have an hemshech of a mitzvah, an ongoing mitzvah, you can have more mitzvahs. Aye, but isn't that against Tosfos? Because then why would Tosfos be worried about the what? Kazayis sheni. Would still be an essay deichalois essay. Good kasha. There are a few answers to that kasha. We're not going to talk about that. What?
An essay and then work for a mitzvah.
Oh, so Schultz gives the teretz of the kasha. Perhaps Tosfos shita is that you need a mitzvah chiyuvis to be doicha alois haseh, but a mitzvah kiyumis, just the fact that you're going to be makayim a mitzvah, that can't override alois haseh. If you're mechuyev to eat what the basics, so they have to be doicha. But a kiyum mitzvah can be deicha. Remember that for when you learn yavamis. Not so fast. That's a big machlokes rishonim. But you might have a raya from this tesis in daf lamed chesam et aleph in kiddusha. Excellent. But Rabbeisai, what do you see from the Yerushalmi? What do you see from the Yerushalmi? You see esei deicha lois asei by what? By chodosh. So isn't that a raya against the orsameach? Isn't that a raya against the orsameach? The Torah is telling you the Yerushalmi is asking that what? Klet the mitzvah of matzah that's on the gavra. Bidoicha the yisr chodosh that's on the chefza. We just upslug the whole orsameach. The whole yisoid is wrong. The shakasari is kasha comes back. The Rambam's back to shver. What's the teretz? Zok the orsameach. I'm about to tell you a myridike yisoid. Zok the orsameach. What is the nature of Isser Chodosh? Zokti Yor Sameach. Says the Yor Sameach, I have two Gemaras that talk about the Isser Chodosh. One of them is in the Bavli, and one of them is in Yerushalmi. What is the Yor Sameach called? We know that when it comes to Chometz, Chometz is Osir Ba'anah. Frek the Gemara both in the Babylonian text and in the Yerushalayim text. I don't know how to say that in fancy English. The Jerusalem text, good, thank you. Both in the Babylonian text and the Jerusalem text. Frek the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Why is it that Chometz is Osir Ba'anah and Chodesh is not Osir Ba'anah? What's the difference? So the Bavli answers as follows. Because the Bavli says, if you learn the second parak of Psachim, the Torah says, any time it says, lo se'achel, hu yisr ana. So if so, why shouldn't it be also applicable to Chadash? So the Bavli says, Meshani degali rachmana kitzirchem, is a gzeir sakasiv, that told us that Chadash is mutter ba'ana. Right? Good? Everyone with me?
Which Gemara was
that? The Bavli in Chav Gimel Med Aleph in Psachim. But the Yerushalmi gives a different teretz. What's the Yerushalmi's teretz, Rabbi Isai? You're going to want to pay attention to this, I guarantee you, because this is going to have a halacha l'maaseh ramifications. You're not even going to believe where this Orsameach is going to fly to. Literally going to fly. Ubi Yerushalmi Meshani, Amar Rav Ani, Shanya Yehi Shekava HaKosav Zman. What does that mean? Shanya hi shekova hakosuv zman. Chodosh is different because the Torah gave it a specific amount of time. It's temporary. Uperi zok b'yor sameach. De'ein ze doyme l'chol ha'yisurim. It's not similar to all the yisurim. El shu minia al ha'odom. Ki yisra achilas yom ha'kipurim u'kadoyme. Shu ikuv zman ma. Ba'achilas ha'odom. V'imkein, lo yishayach loymer sha'atoyre yirchik hazeh v'osir osun ba'ano. What did the Yerushalmi answer why Chodosh is mutter ba'ano? What's unique about Chodosh? Not because it's a gzeiras ha'kosev. Says the Yerushalmi because it's something built into the nature of Chodosh. What's the nature of Chodosh, Rabbi Isai? It's temporary. When does Chodosh become mutter? I just told you. On the second day of Pesach. Shani Chodosh Tekova Akosav Zman. Zokti Yor Sameach, let me explain to you what that means. Nevela is always going to be Aser. Basar V'Cholav is always going to be Aser. Basar V'Cholav is Aser Ba'ano. Masha'enkin, what? This is something that's temporary in its Aser. So therefore what? Therefore it's on the Gavra. It's not an Aser Cheft. Moirai V'Raboisai Zokti Orsameach, how come the Bavli never asked the Kasha that the Yerushalmi asks? How come Tosis has to quote a Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Chesem and Aleph from Kiddushin? Why did the Bavli ask that Kasha? Says the Orsameach, it's the Bavli and the Yerushalmi Lishitosam. What do you hold by an Isser Zmani? Is that an Isser Gavra? Or is it an Isser Cheftza?
Says the Arsameach, clearly the Yerushalmi told us that when something is temporary, when something is what? Only for a limited amount of time and then it'll be totally mutter. That now tells me that what? The nature of the Isser is what? On the Gavra. Mimelefrek the Yerushalmi Akasha Yovo Yesei Dematzah V'Yitche Loisasei Dechadosh. Because what, says the Or Sameach? It's Gavra de Gavre. Chavra de Chavre Isle. It's a mitzvah on the Gavra and an Isser on the Gavra. That's Matim. Esse doicha loisase. Oh, bro, the Bavli never asked such a kasha. You want to know why the Bavli never asked such a kasha? Because the Bavli never answered by Chodesh. The reason why it's not Osir Ba'ano is because it's an Isser Zmani. The Bavli needed a Gzeres HaKosov of Ktirchem. Next, the Gemara in Pesachim on Chof Gimel, because the Bavli's of the Arsameach holds that even a temporary Isser is a what? Is an Isser Chefza. Myridik, Zok the Arsameach. So don't ask me kashas against the Rambam from the Yerushalmi, because that Yerushalmi happens to hold that an Isser Zmani is an Isser Gavra, and it still fits into my Yisod that only Gavra can be Deicha Gavra. But when it comes to what? Tevel, lo yovo yesei v'yidcha, the lisser of Tevel, which is an Isser Chefze. Moirei Rabboisai, we just saved the Rambam from the Gemara in Pesachim, and Mitzvah B'Vavir is still going to apply. There's no Esei Deicha Loisas in the Shakazari is wrong, because the Arsameach just saved the Rambam. But Rabboisai, we have something else that comes out of this Arsameach. You're a Rov. And you have Balabatim that fly all over the place for Pesach. And sometimes they fly to different time zones, like the Biltmore. Okay? What's the time difference there? 2 hours? Or L.A. Or Eretz Yisrael. And sometimes these Balabatim have businesses in these other time zones. And apartments in these other time zones. So now I want to know something. I'm spending Pesach here, and my chometz is somewhere else. Where do I am I over the Bal Yerah Bal Yemotzei? Where my chometz is, or where the gavra is? Basically, what's this balabos asking? Is chometz in its a gavra, or in its a chefza? Do I need to write a shtar mechira for where the chometz is located? Or can I just follow and sell wherever I'm located? I don't know. Maybe. This could depend on a machlokes Yerushalmi and the Bavli. What do we hold about temporary Yisurim? What do we hold about an Isser Zmani? Is Chometz an Isser Zmani? That's a further question. Maybe chometz is different because the same chometz will become aser next year. But Rabboisai, the beginnings of this shiloh emanates according to the Or Sameach to be a what? A machloik is the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Why did the Bavli never ask esei dechaloisasei by chodosh? Because the Bavli holds chodosh according to the Or Sameach is an iser what? Is an iser chefza. Even though it's an iser hatoli bezman. Whereas the Yerushalmi that asked Esei Deicha Loisasei according to the klal of the Or Sameach that the Esei has to be the Gavra and the Loisasei has to be the Gavra in order for such a Kasha to get off the ground and in order for us to save the Rambam from the Shagas Arias Kasha from the Gemara and Pesachim Lamed Eim and Beis must hold that Chodesh is an Isser Gavra and it would be enough and sufficient for you to make a Mishtar Mechiras Chometz based on the Zman of where the person is going to spend Pesach even if his Chometz is in another time zone. That Pesach might be extended. Or Pesach might be earlier. It's not totally on where the Chefetz is. Because it's in Isser Gavra. Wow. So this sugya of Mitzvah B'Aveira that Tosfos Frech Kasha that we didn't even know if it had relevance to Halacha. That all the answers of the Rishonim that they give to the sugya in Sukkah are applicable to the sugya in Pesachim. And now we have a Rambam. That the Rambam brings this Gemara and Pesachim back to life. That Tosfos Kasha is a Kasha Aliba de Hilchasa. Not only according to Reb Shimon, but Aliba de Rabbanon. But then there's a Shagas Aryeh and a Chiddush Rabbeinu David and Tzachim that says what? How do you ever have a concept of mitzvah ba'avira? They challenge the whole sugi that we've been learning. Just say Esei Dechalois Asei. And the whole Gemara doesn't make sense as long as you're dealing with a Lois Asei that's not Chomer like Karis or Misa B'dei Shamayim. Yet the Rambam says the Gemara does come back to life. And every Tevel, even Tevel which is just a Lav, there is no Esei Dechalois Asei. So it comes along in our Sameach, and the Ar Sameach says, well, that depends on what you hold in Esei Dechalois Asei. And that depends on if you hold like the Yerushalmi and the Bavli when it comes to an Isser Zmani. Is it Isser Gavra or is it Isser Chetzo? And that's going to now have ramifications whether I can apply Esei Dechalois Asei. So what the Shagas Aryeh assumed, that you just say Esei Dechalois Asei everywhere, with every mitzvah of Avera, first of all, Rabbeinu David Himsachim said not so fast. And even the Ar Sameach said not so fast, even if you don't accept the Rabbeinu David Himsachim, because you need Gavra with a Gavra and a Chetzo with a Chetzo. Aye, but the Yerushalmi asked it legabe matzah to be override the Isser of Chodosh. Yeah, that's the Yerushalmi who holds what? In Isser Zmani, a temporary Isser is only in Isser Gavra. So mitzvah of the Gavra could be Deich and Isser in the Gavra. But the Bavli that didn't ask such a kasha, talk to Ar Sameach, that's because the Bavli held even in Isser Zmani is an Isser Chavtza. Wow! That's going to affect what? Our halacha lemaisa legabe ashtar chometz. What happens if I'm a different time zone than my chometz? Does it go based on the gavra? Does it go based on where the chefza is? Is chometz an iser chefza or is chometz an iser gavra? Might be a machloek as the Bavli Yerushalmi by chodosh. A further kasha that one could ask by chometz is chometz considered an iser zmani? Because chometz what is going to become aser next year as well? So it's not exactly parallel to chodosh.
Wherever a voice, please tell me what I'm about to say. It's all halacha, hashkafa. It's all one.
That's the sugya of matzah shulchan, and that's the fundamental workings of how you challenge these two contradictory concepts. That on the one hand, you have a mitzvah of avera, that the essay could override the lois essay at the same time. How do those two things jive? This is the underworking of where Tosfos was working on this kasha, and we were able to develop that sugya, and now walk into the yontif of Pesach with a chaticha, haru'i l'iskabir. That's the only kasha that I'm